Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. This is episode 61 and our last Speakeasy for the year of 2013. Woo! Thanks so much for joining us again. Today, we're going to give you a preview into how we'll plan on helping you in 2014. Today, I'm drinking what looks like Breckenridge Brewery Avalanche Amber Style Ale.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I have no problems with it.
No complaints. All right.
Yeah.
I'm Ryan Pinkham. I'm a content developer here at Constant Contact, and I am drinking a Blue Moon Mountain Abbey Ale. I guess it's a seasonal collection. So.
I am Danielle Kramer, and I'm the social media community manager here, and I'm drinking an Angry Orchard and wearing a holiday sweater. you guys are dressed as
I got
twins.
A good ugly sweater.
We're almost. Yeah. The content team really... You need to start wearing clothes like this, too, because we start to...
Okay, zip-up hoodies.
Yeah,
zip-up hoodies. The same exact
we always have the same things on. Anyway, really great for you at listening out there who can't see anything that we're talking about. But so as I mentioned, we wanted to give you a preview into how we're planning on developing content for you in 2014 to help you do more business. And, you know, as we've been planning the year out and thinking about what's moving forward, obviously we're looking back at what has worked in 2013 and what we can improve on, what we can refine. And basically, we break this down into kind of four areas, right? When we're thinking about what types of content you need in order to use online marketing effectively to help your business, right? So we're thinking about, one, we got to figure out, all right, how are people going to find you online, right? And once they find you, how are they going to stay connected to you and how are you going to stay in touch with them? And then how are you going to run campaigns that drive business actions around the things that you do? That's, you know, running newsletters and announcements, feedback, getting feedback from people, maybe doing events or running special offers and promotions, right? And then you're really going to go in and you're going to have to look at those things and figure out what's working best for your business, right? So those are really where our head is at when we're thinking about the types of things that we're kind of putting together. So if we start with, like, how people find you guys, like, what are some of the things we're thinking about in terms of that? Like, what are some of the ways that small businesses get found?
I mean, I think there's always, you know, going to be search, right? And that's always sort of the big thing. And I think we were talking the other day about how, you know, people have always talked about sort of like search and then mobile search. But really, it's just search, right? People are using tools like, you know, Google to search for answers to their own questions. And in turn, hopefully, they're finding your business. So, you know, if you're a restaurant, that means they're probably, you know, if they're looking for somewhere to eat, they're probably going to be looking on their phone, looking at sites like Yelp and things like that to find restaurants. And even for retail stores, I mean, people are really they're searching for solutions to problems. That's kind of a way of looking at it. So you want to be able to be found through search, through listings and things like that. But then there's also things like creating your own content. So if people are asking, you know, how do I clean my gutters? And you're a business that provides that service. Well, if you're creating content that kind of addresses those sort of things, you're going to have a better chance of getting found in 2014. Okay.
Yeah, and I think even if you already have customers who know who you are, they might be searching for you to see what you have coming up next or what kind of promotions or new products. So being able to be easily found on those networks, whether it's social or search or platforms like Yelp, is important for that.
One of the things I see all the time, and I know we always disagree about this, but then I think you actually found something to confirm how right I was,
right?
is that, you know, a lot of times you just see on social networks too, and I see this all the time on Facebook, but whenever somebody's looking for something, there's always that question that comes out, hey, anybody know a good dentist in this area? Or does anybody know where I can find a photographer to do this type of thing? And, you know, it's often social media is because, you know, it's the new kind of like over the fence kind of like, hey, you see your neighbor, you know somebody that does this. So there's lots of that involved too. And I always think there's great opportunity for people to, when they mention people, if there's resources that you have available for people to share, there's also a great opportunity for people just to find you through that general word of mouth through social that happens, right?
Yeah, I think even I'm seeing a lot more now, like people saying, oh, I use this photographer, I recommend them, or this person helped me with this project, and I would definitely suggest using them. So when you walk away from that business agreement, maybe say to them, like, oh, hey, if you like this experience, like, tag me in the post or share it with your friends, that kind of thing too, just to give that extra encouragement.
That's a great thing to note too, that like when people do have a great experience with your business or they enjoy the transaction that happened, people are apt to go out and say, hey, I really had a great time here, or promote that that person or that business, right?
Right, and I think that's where, like, people taking and sharing photos now, I think we're kind of seeing not just visual content, like, going to be huge on social media, but sort of, like, bite-sized content. So people might be just saying, like, hey, you know, I had a great meal here, but they'll be taking a picture. Maybe if they're on Vine, they might take a Vine of their meals or just maybe send a Snapchat to their
friend.
There's
my meal, and now it is gone.
Right, so there's all these sort of things people are doing, and right away, I mean, a lot of these tools like Instagram and things like that, people will be, you know, saying they're already at your location. Yeah. So even if you're not on Instagram, they'll be saying that. And someone can actually just click and then they'll see all the pictures taken at your restaurant and those sort of places. So it's really, I mean, it's a case to really be in all these places. I mean, it can be hard to sort of monitor all your activity and keep up with all that stuff. And I think that's a whole other discussion that we probably had in the past and that we'll have again and again. But I think that really is a strong case there for why you should be active, at least on, you know, these top social networks that people are using.
Yeah. And definitely be in those places where, you know, we mentioned apps like Yelp and like Yellow Pages and City Search and all these different types of things, right? And I think that's another important thing is like, you know, you have your search that's through Google, but then people are actually doing more precise searches based on the types of things that they want to do. For example, the Yelps and like the restaurant only type of things, right? So it's really important that your business is in those places that people are doing or having those searches taking place, right?
And really explaining what your business is, I think, too, because a lot of times people might just be searching for, like, where can I get pizza or where can I do this? It's not exactly your business name, but if you have those keywords in the description of where you're listed, that's going to make a difference.
Yeah. So all right. So people find you through searching or looking online or interactions that happen online with people. At that point, let's say they end up at your website or they end up, you know, connected with a post or engaging with a post or something like that. Obviously, the next step of that is, you know, moving it one step closer in that relationship, right? You need to find a way to stay in touch with them. And maybe that's them just liking your Facebook page or following you on Twitter or one of the other social networks or something like that. But I think, you know, we'd all agree that that's, again, just another step closer to where you actually want them to be, which is getting them onto your email list, right? Because that's the platform that you actually control, as opposed to being on Facebook, where they change an algorithm, they do a thing so that you'll spend more money with them, or Twitter rolls out something where that's kind of like a what do we call it, a hungry beast?
Right,
it's the hungry beast of content.
Right,
where you have to be posting all the time, so it's easy for people to kind of miss the things that you do. So you really need to figure out a way to get those people, entice those people to, you know, connect with you so that you can control that conversation, right?
I think it's more, I mean, obviously, you know, you can look at it as I want to grow my email list. Mm-hmm. Great, you want to do that. But really, it's about growing a database for your business, right? Yeah. So immediately, you can just kind of think about it, right? A store that has a database with, you know, loyal customers' names, their email address, all these other things, maybe collect information about where they live. Are they local? Are they away? You know, and you start to get into the areas where you can start to keep track of, you know, how much are they spending? What are the products that they like?
Sure.
Those sort of things, right? And right away, you're putting yourself at a huge advantage against other businesses that aren't doing those sort of things, that are sort of, you know, probably paying a lot of money just to kind of blast messages out there. Mm-hmm. And they actually don't, you know, you don't really have much information into who these people are, who you're reaching, and how you're doing those things.
Yeah, it gives you a chance to really know who your audience is and what your customer base is really like. And then you can use that to your advantage to really modify what ads or content you're pushing out to them just by knowing who they are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the big thing too, right? Like, yes, you're getting to know them, but at the same time, they're getting to know you and the personality of your business and the way that you operate things, right? And that's sort of kind of the big idea here is that you're really looking to grow relationships with the people that want to do business with you, because we talk about all the time, excuse me, the Avalanche Ale is coming up, is that we, you know, people like to do business with people that they know, like, and trust, right? And all these tools that you have available to your business these days are tools that help you do just that.
Yeah, and I think it's the sort of kind of gets into where I think we're going next with the conversation that we've talked about. But, you know, then, you know, we look, you know, how valuable being on social is and all these sort of things. But then when you have that database and you have that email list, then you can really drive action to all these other things that you're doing, right? So if you want to, you know, get started on Pinterest, well, you already have, you know, 500,000 people that you can email right away, letting them know that you're there. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
What did I say? 500,000?
500,000. Okay, there we go.
So,
I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's a big list.
You've been working hard.
Yeah, you're collecting email addresses, but 500 or, you know, to 1,000, 2,000, or 500,000.
Million, millions of people.
Well, this is to set your goals high for 2014, yeah. I think. But and then that's where you can start to do those sort of things again. So if you're launching new products, you're having events and doing all those other sort of things, you can kind of get to people right away in their inbox.
So, all right, you've got people connected with you either on your social sites or your email list. And then it's really about running campaigns that do a few things, right? Mm-hmm. One, you're looking to drive engagements and getting people interacting with you. Again, keeping your company kind of top of mind with folks. But also setting yourself up so that you're building these relationships so you can actually run campaigns that are specifically designed to drive real business actions, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. Like, what are some of the things that you can do to kind of help you kind of drive those business actions?
So, I mean, I think it kind of starts on what type of campaign you want to do throughout the year, maybe what type of business you're doing, right? So, you know, if you're a retail store and you're always doing sales and things like that, well, then maybe it's more about making that sale an actual event where you're actually kind of promoting it to an event page and doing those sort of things. Or maybe if you're doing, you know, you're going to be doing a discount, maybe it's looking to, you know, do a coupon that's just for your Facebook fans and maybe promoting it there. So I think it's really looking at your type of business and the type of offers and promotions that maybe you're already doing and how you can do them better by actually kind of making them more campaign focused rather than, hey, here's a sale here, here's something we're doing next week, those sort of things.
Yeah,
and you can really give your customers what they want just by looking at what they're clicking on your email, what they're clicking on and on the social networks that you're on, or just by giving them a survey, like what kind of deals would you like? Would you like a discount? Would you like a buy one, get one type of thing? And that way you can make something that they're actually going to act on and actually going to use.
Yeah. So, I mean, looking across, I mean, it kind of falls into like another four buckets, right? It's like you're sending out newsletters and like announcement type things where you're, again, giving people value, allowing them to kind of build that relationship or strengthen those relationships that you have with existing customers and potential new customers. And then you're also, you know, there are times when you're looking for feedback from people, right? And again, the more engaged you can keep them, the more apt they are or more likely they are to participate in those like surveys or feedback things that you run or campaigns that you run. And then there are other times where maybe you're running events, like you want to bring, maybe you've gotten people online connected with your business, and now this is an opportunity to actually get these people into the store or at some other type of event, depending on the nature of your business, where they're going to connect with you and have that face-to-face interaction and kind of cement the relationships that they've been building with you online that will pay off for you in the long run, right? And then from there, we get into the more specific things where you're actually running some type of offers and promotion. And you can do those through email. You can do those through things like, you know, running this idea of a local deal or doing something like that, or running a special Facebook promotion, like, you know, using the tools and the social networks that are out there to really help you kind of get the word out about those things and help build those networks at the same time.
Yeah, and I think that you can also like look at how you want to use these campaigns.
Yep.
And again, like the word campaign, I think for people can kind of be, I don't know if it's intimidating, but they're just not sure how they really relates to them. But you're really probably already doing campaigns if you're doing these sort of things. But really you want to look at what you're trying to get out of it. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be, hey, we're trying to, you know, fill our store, but maybe it's, you know we want to grow our email list. You know we want to get people to be excited about listening to what we have to say. Okay, maybe we'll do a local deal where we can, you know, collect their email addresses, get more information about them, and kind of give them a great deal, and, you know, as part of it. And then, like I said before, I think it's looking at the things that you're already doing, looking at more of a kind of a long-range view, not just necessarily the sort of one-offs that I think maybe people have maybe done in the past.
Mm-hmm. So we do these things. You've got people. People found you online, they've gotten connected with you, and you've been running these campaigns designed to help your business get some real results and achieve your goals. And then it's really about, all right, you've done these things. Now, what can you do to kind of look at your goals, see what you've accomplished, what you've done, look at different reporting types of features, look at what's going on in your social networks, look at what's going on in your emails, like what's happening. So you can make smarter decisions and really improve on what is working for your business and maybe experiment with some new things, right?
Mm-hmm. I always think it's important to decide what your goal is of the campaign right at the beginning, because how are you going to judge if it was successful if you don't know what you're really measuring at the end? So by just setting that up right in the initial planning, then I think it will just help you judge if it worked or not in the end.
Yeah, and then just understanding that, you know what, you shouldn't just do the campaign. Like, actually do figure out a way to know that you can go back and you can actually look at, you have data now. I think that's one of the beautiful things about being able to do these things online, is that there is data available to you that lets you know what people are engaging with, what are people, you know, taking action on. In your emails, like, what can you look at to see how you better segment your customers? Like, how can you collect more information to maybe segment, like geo-segment, like, you know what I mean? Like, based on where they live, or if you don't, if you have like a kind of international business or you know, it goes across the whatever.
But, right.
You know, how can you use that information that you have to make smarter decisions for yourself?
I think one of the things that you see all the time too is that when people actually start to go in there and look at the data, so look at their email reports, yeah, or go on Facebook Insights or Twitter Analytics for the first time,
yeah,
they're really amazed by what they see in there, by, yeah, like what they can, mm-hmm, actually get. Like,
yeah,
you know, I think a lot of people sort of have, I don't know, maybe they're not all, they don't get excited about the numbers, or they're not numbers people, that, mm-hmm, sort of thing. And I think to an extent we've kind of dealt with that in a lot, mm-hmm, of the work we've done, where we're paying attention to the analytics, but weren't necessarily making that full investment into really, yeah, kind of getting in there and digging in what you can find. But when you start to look around in there, you start to see, you know, Danielle, you've seen how you can look at, you know, how we can improve our Facebook content, or you can start to look at, you know, what time of day people are most engaged with you on Facebook or these other social networks. So I think that just by going in there and starting to look at these different things you can do, so whether it's your email reports or on social media and those sort of things, I think really right away you'll start to make that connection, mm-hmm, and you'll be a little bit more excited than if you haven't actually gone in there and spent some time, you know, doing those sort of things.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to be surprised by if you're not looking. So I always think that that's interesting to check out.
Yeah, and I'm always still, when I look at some of the stuff you can do with like Facebook Insights, I'm always like, wow, I can't believe that they sort of tell you that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes,
yeah,
you go in there and you're like, oh, I wish I could kind of find out what that was. And, yeah, then you can say, oh, well, I can actually kind of get that with using a different tool, or I can use, yeah, that. Or, and then it gets you to kind of start looking, okay, how can I figure this sort of stuff out?
Right.
And you start to think differently about analytics, that they're not just numbers, but they're just part of what you're doing, and that it's just, okay, this is just a part of this. So every, yeah, time I'm having a sale, I know I need to look at this, this, and this. To decide if it works or not. And then right away, you're going to be doing things better than you've probably ever been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just helps you with building that relationship that we talked about earlier and knowing your audience, and just is a more numbers way to look at it.
Cool. So there's, you know, just a quick look or quick preview into the types of content we're going to be looking to develop for you in 2014, so that, you know, you guys can be doing more business by just doing better at these things. If you have any questions or any particular topics specifically you'd like us to talk about, you know, please throw a comment down below so that we can kind of put those on our docket of things to answer and really help you out. Again, happy holidays. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being a customer if you are one. Thanks for sharing these posts. And thanks for sticking around with us. And we'll look forward to seeing you in 2014. Bye-bye now.